America. Wake up, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. Today, you will hear another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. You are in for a real treat today. I have asked my 17-year-old grandson, Pierce Ahart, to write, produce, and report this week's message relating his thoughts on the events of today. Don't forget, we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, here's Pierce.
Black Lives Matter, one of the most historic phrases to ever grip a nation, has now grown into a political movement that is at this very moment threatening the existence of the greatest republic in the history of mankind. The push for racial justice has existed since the Emancipation Proclamation made by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863, and it was continued by men like Martin Luther King Jr. and women like Rosa Parks, who catalyzed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Hundreds of others who fought for justice in the 50s and 60s have their names attached to monumental Supreme Court cases like Oliver Brown, who fought the Topeka Board of Education and was able to overturn the separate but equal rhetoric which desegregated our schools and allowed children, no matter their color, to receive the same opportunities. All who I just mentioned, and those who I do not have time to mention, are some of the greatest Americans that have ever lived. Our great country has faced down some of the most intimidating evils the world has ever witnessed. We fought totalitarianism and monarchy in the Great Revolution and the War of 1812. We fought slavery in the mid-1800s on the soil of our own country and spilled our own blood. Nearly 100 years later, we defeated fascism and one of the greatest racial injustices of all time, the Holocaust. Communism took its turn in the 80s, and then Islamic terrorists picked a cowardly fight in the early 2000s. Now, in 2020, an uprising that is disguised in a mask of fighting for black lives is trying to do its best to do what these other evils could not. The leaders in abolition and civil rights who I previously mentioned all have one thing in common. Their movements were capstoned by permanent legislation or Supreme Court decisions. These men and women knew how to facilitate change, and they did. America's racial landscape was consistently remolded by these incredible people, and their future generations should be forever grateful. The Black Lives Matter movement and its protesters don't share the common bond that these other notorious Americans do, and their entire message is followed by what they now call justified destruction that should face no consequence. Why does Black Lives Matter stand for this cause, but it has little to no systematic change linked to its organization? Why were these other heroes of justice able to do what they did in the most racially tense periods of our history, yet not care about political bias, but only care about the end goal? It is no secret that Black Lives Matter has turned into a political organization, and it has joined the Hate Trump Media Fest. Their co-founder just released what their end goal is, and she says, "Our goal is to get Trump out, plain and simple. May I ask how removing Trump from office or yelling through your megaphone that he should resign will aid your cause? If you have the power to remove your political lens, which I know it's difficult, and address policy, we see that President Trump has done nothing but act in the benefit of the African American community. He boasts just under 1.1 million jobs created for the African American community. Unemployment rate has reached an all-time low at 5.5%, and the unemployment rate for African American women is even lower at 4.4%. The African-American to white unemployment gap is smaller than ever. The African-American unemployment has never broken 6% in the history of America, and Donald Trump got it to 5.5%, and he didn't stop there. His opportunity zones have been a huge success, kickstarting growth in struggling communities, and he capped that off with justice reform as well as allotting more funding to HBCU colleges than any other president combined. These economic statistics were gathered before the COVID-19 crisis. The Black Lives Matter movement has taken a swing at legislative change, but if they achieve their goal, it will actually be in hindrance of their own cause. A call to defund the police and push bills to Washington demanding that the valued police officers of America be banned from our streets has been their answer to permanent change. This would be a disaster. Now, two disclaimers must be made about the leadership of Black Lives Matter. They are outspoken and devout Marxists. If you aren't familiar with the philosophy of Karl Marx, allow me to expose their agenda. Marx was one of the leading advocates for communism and also attributed greatly to the popularization of atheism in the 19th century. Marx used atheism and communism hand in hand as they worked together to devalue human life and extract any morsel of hope for a civilization. Marx's Communist Manifesto lives on as quotes like "communism begins where atheism begins" and "religion is the impotence of the human mind to deal with occurrences it cannot understand" go alongside his evil philosophies. Many regimes that exist today, like North Korea and China, are direct byproducts of his thinking, and now we have a substantial movement that is based on the same anti-American thinking. The second red flag is found in their mission statement. Their mission statement reads, quote, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and, quote, villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable." Thousands of statistics can be quoted on the results of removing the nuclear family and shortchanging children what God intended them to have. The end of our nation will synchronize itself with the removal of the nuclear family. It is time to stand for mothers and fathers in the same household. And clearly, that is not what Black Lives Matter want. It is no secret that we live in an era where social media dominates influence, but I guess it is a societal normalcy to write a tweet, Facebook, or Instagram caption that contains a rambling paragraph about how terrible racial injustice is in our country, and then after pressing that magical post button, it will affect the world the same way that Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech did. I propose a different solution. How about you be the human being that God has designed and called us all to be? After all, no political group will ever come close to being able to address all issues that mankind is riddled with. But the Bible seems to be our best solution. Allow 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, be your statement of truth in this time, as it says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit, as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given one Spirit to drink." Never allow another human being, regardless of race, be treated with anything less than the respect any child of God inherently deserves. After all, our country was founded on John Locke's God-given natural rights. Now more than ever, kind words on the street to passing pedestrians or a thank you for your service to cops or men in uniform sitting in a restaurant are needed in our communities. There will always be people who ensure that there is a presence of evil in this world, but it is your job to ensure that there is always a presence of good.
Wow! Thank you, Pierce. You know, Pierce will graduate this coming year and head off to Liberty University. He will study aeronautics and Christian apologetics. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. Now, we hope you enjoyed this week's podcast by Pierce Ahart, and happy trails till we meet again next week.